Taryn by X Slitherclaw X. Alicia's tried her best to hide it. Marlin knows she's tried. She's played the supportive friend, both when Angelina was dating Fred and after they broke up. She's never let her mask slip, at least not as much as she could help it. She knows it's written all over her face. How could it not be? Katie knows. Katie's never said it outright, but she's given Alicia far too many knowing looks. She has to know. Her only saving grace is that she truly doesn't think that Angelina knows. Angelina probably still thinks she's straight. And that's fine. It's fine because it has to be fine. She doesn't know what she'd do if she lost Angelina as a friend. Besides, Angelina is straight, isn't she? It's Hanukkah in Gryffindor Tower, which usually doesn't mean much. There aren't very many Jews at Hogwarts, and Hermione Granger gets to be a bit much, but she's usually distracted, helping some of the Ravenclaws plan an entire party for the whole school. Alicia goes on the first night, like she always does, and talks to people she almost never talks to, and eats latkes and sufganiyot, and drinks watered-down wine, and listens to Hermione debate with Anthony Goldstein over the halakhic viability of watered-down wine, Goldstein is opposed, versus the safety of the younger students. Hermione insists this should be their priority. And it should fill her with a sense of community, but really, she just feels a bit lonely. Alicia doesn't think Hermione notices that she doesn't go on the second night. She doesn't think Hermione will feel left out of her quiet candlelighting in the tower. Every other Jewish Gryffindor is at the party, anyway. She dusts off her Hanukkiah, clears out one of the windowsills, puts three candles in place, lights the shamash with the charm her mum taught her, and recites the blessings before lighting the two candles for the night. Then she puts the shamash back in place and steps back to take it in. George makes some joke about fire hazards, so she flips him off. He laughs. Of course he does. It's George. And their mates. It's beautiful. Alicia spins around to see Angelina, who looks truly beautiful in the candlelight. But then, Angelina always looks beautiful, and Alicia has always been horrible at hiding the way she looks at her. She doesn't think anyone can blame her, but she still wishes she were better at hiding it, for the sake of their friendship, if nothing else. Thanks, Alicia says. I went to that thing Hermione Granger's been badgering me about last night, but it was sort of weird. Course it was, Angelina says, motioning to herself and George and Fred and Lee. We weren't there. Alicia laughs in spite of herself. I reckon Granger's made it impossible for Fred or George to get into that room.
Probably, Fred agrees. She just doesn't know how to have fun. Unlike us.
Angelina rolls her eyes.
I think it's probably a bit more about not wanting either of you to set the entire castle on fire.
Angelina, Fred gasps. We would never.
Alicia knows as well as Angelina, and Fred and George, too, that that's a lie.
Anyway, Angelina says, changing the subject, I got you something. Since, you know, you don't really do Christmas.
She hands Alicia a small wrapped parcel. And Alicia thanks her and unwraps it to find a set of magical scrunchies.
They won't get loose until you actually go to take them out.
Alicia hugs her.
Thanks.
She can think of a few uses for them straight away, and only one of them is Quidditch. Later that night, when she goes to put the scrunchies away, Alicia finds a small note tucked inside.
Say you'll come to my parents' New Year's party. I need someone to kiss at midnight.